Hey, good morning, everybody. So, Shlishi Vayikra, we have the various regulations of the Korbanos in terms of Melach, Sor, and Dvash, Kolam, Incha, Sher, Takriv, Hashem, Lo, Siasa, Chametzki, Chol, Sor, Vachol, Dvash, Lo, Saktir, Menu, Ishel, Hashem. There's a restriction against Sor, Dvash, that the Ramban actually likes, despite the Ramban's general horror at the approach of the Rambam and the Monavuchim to Korbanos in general. He's open to his perspective about Sor and Dvash and Melach, that we're kind of doing the opposite of the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, Korban Reishis, Takrivu Osam Lashem, the Shtei Alechem, which is, of course, the Reishis, and is the beginning of the Zman Bikurim in general. Avon Mizbeach Lo Yalu, the Reach Lichoch, doesn't go on the Mizbeach, but, Korban Reishis, in terms of the Dvash, would be the Bikurim, so the Shtei Alechem Bikurim, sort of complex there. V'chol Korban Minchat Zecha, Melach Timlach, V'lo Tashbid Melach Rida Levacha Me'amin Chasecha, Al Kol Korban Chat Hakriv Melach. Rashi has an interesting comment here that I wanted to analyze. Rashi says, Shabris Krusa LeMelach Misheshes Me Breshes, Shehub Techo Amayim HaTachtonim, when the Amayim Tachtonim were separated from the Amayim Elyonim, and, there's sort of, a sense of necessary reparations therein, Likarev Mizbeach Melach V'nisa Chamayim Bechag. So, Melach, Brit Alokecha, the idea of Melach as a paradigmatic bris, which is a really interesting idea. The Ibn Ezra and the Ramban explore that in different ways, but Rashi has this very beautiful, Agada. And it's Omer Darsheni, what exactly does this mean? So, there's a Rakia B'sol Chamayim, V'mavdil Ben Mayim L'mayim, that there's Mayim Asher Me'al Rakia, and then Mayim Asher Mitachas the Rakia, and they're feeling like, somehow neglected or rejected, and the response is, don't worry, Nisa Chamayim Bechag, and the fact that the Mizbeach will have, Melach, in Al Kol Korban Chatakriv Melach Olas Behema, even the Olas Ha'of, Imuri Kol HaKachim Kulan. So what is that about? So I'd like to suggest that there's an implicit assumption in this Agada, which is very, very telling about the role of Mikdash. We have, so many different conceptualizations of this within Chazal, but the idea of, the bias, Shalmata Mechuvan Keneged Beis HaMikdash Shalmala, the idea of a meeting point, a nexus between Shemayim Va'aretz, a Makom Chibur, if you will. I'm not even getting into the metaphysical dimensions of this, but just the idea that this is a makom asher yivchar Hashem l'shaken shmo sham, intensive hashras hashchina, and as such, the underlying equation in the Agada l'chora is the following, that this, mayim tachtonim, which was by the rakia, which has to hold firm, by definition, the firmament, as it's called, blocking it from access to the elyonim, so the response is not so fast, because if you have access to the Mikdash, then you have access to me. Then there's a sense of dveikus with the Ribbono Shel Olam. So obviously there's an anthropomorphic quality here, but it's an insight into the Beis HaMikdash. Don't feel so bad. You're not second fiddle to the Mayim HaElyonim, which by definition are in the celestial realm, because Niso Chamayim Bechag and the Melach on the Mizbeach, so that's, where you can find Shamayim even as you're the Mayim Tachtonim, even if you're on the Aretz itself. And that's a perspective about Paul Tarin Shal Melech and the aspect of, Mikdash that really is, about intensive Hashras Hashchina and Shalosh Pamim Bashana Yireh Kol Zuchrocha Espanei Hashem Hadon Elokei Yisrael. It's about a transcendent realm, but it's available to us here, and that, l'chora, is the Nechama to the Mayim Tachtonim.